Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tankar's Tavern blog. Also, we have a Discord server, Facebook group, MeWe group. Come, join us, converse, lurk, whatever. It's all good. So today, here I am flipping through the gaming news, and lo and behold, Wizards of the Coast has two releases coming up. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And one releases on the 21st. The other releases on the 19th. We're going to talk about the November 21st release first, because this is the what the fuck were they thinking release. This is what is known, or is being sold as, being titled as, the D&D Sapphire Anniversary Dice Set. Because apparently sapphires are good for your 5th wedding anniversary, as well as your 45th wedding anniversary.
Yeah,
people didn't probably hear you say that, Rach, because you're in the next room, so. Sorry. So, Rach, I love you, but they don't give a fuck because they can't hear you. If you want to participate as a backseat podcaster, you got to move closer. Oh, God is right. So, what are they selling? They are selling a dice set for this 45th anniversary. And I would say, you know what? It's the 45th anniversary. Maybe they're going to go expensive, and it's going to be $45. Saying it in New Yorker, $45. Dollars? Dollars. No, it ain't $45. But wait, I know you're saying, what do I get for what's going to be an outrageous fucking price? Oh, let me tell you. You get a complete set of 11 precision, anodized, luxury. See that word there, right? Luxury. Aluminum dice, including 2D20s, 1D12, 2D10s, 1D8, 4D6s, and 1D4. Created exclusively. And that's important, exclusively for Wizards of the Coast by Love Love Dice. The centerpiece of the set is a dice masterpiece. Remember, I'm not making this shit up. This is their fucking sales pitch. A D20 that includes an inlaid, okay, lab grown, which means not natural, right? This isn't a real lab, but it is a lab grown sapphire. In place of the 20. That's the 20 on, I guess, another D20? Any case, this piece will be the jewel of your set. All other dice sport a fully engraved and anodized official D&D ampersand on the highest value of each die. So now I'm looking at this, and actually what it is one of your two D20s. I had to zoom in on the picture, because, you know, that's what you got to do. One of your two D20s in this set has this really small, lab-grown sapphire. And not for nothing, you can get really cheap, natural sapphires, okay? To go for a lab-grown in this, come on. Come on. But in any case, you get a custom dice box and dice tray combo. Only available with this set. Perfect. Protecting and showcasing the set everywhere you play. You think that you're actually going to take this anywhere but your own home? You're going to take this to the hobby store and play in a public game or take this to a convention when your dice are $300? I'm not saying they're worth $300. They cost you $300. Give me a fucking break. A premier fold-out card featuring official D&D 5th edition game statistics for adult sapphire dragons, along with vibrant full-color art. An exclusive sticker sheet with a D&D ampersand. Ooh. Ooh. And a sequentially numbered collector's card confirming the set's authenticity. Now, it's a limited set. And what is it limited to? Well, in honor of the original release year of Dungeons & Dragons, 1,000 974 sets of this custom crafted treasure have been created for this special occasion. All right. If you have $300 you are willing to, I don't know, spend on this. Now, I could do some quick math. $300 a set, and we're going to say 1,700 sets. We'll leave out the, 1,900 sets. Oh, geez. We're going to leave out the remainder. So 1,900 sets. 1,900 sets times, that's like $500,000, right? Oh boy. All right. I'll be right back with something good from Wizards of the Coast coming out.